From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a fifth day of Anhieb government unrest in Iran Monday, at least one policeman was killed despite Sunday's call for calm by President Hassan Rouhani. At least 13 have been killed since the protests first erupted Thursday over economic conditions and official corruption. Monday, the Iranian leader acknowledged many of the protesters are driven by economic concerns as well as a desire for freedom. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agrees.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
Social media videos showed protesters attacking a police station. Police reportedly fired water cannon on protesters in the capital, Tehran. Hundreds have been arrested. Indiana University analyst Hussein Benai said these protests are about more than just economics.
So economic hardship and the uneven concentration of wealth is nothing new in Iranian society. It's always been there. I would say that what is different this time around is the conspicuous way in which senior members of the regime are basically spending the public money on causes that are not at all to the benefit of the average person.
In his latest tweet, President Donald Trump said the great Iranian people have been repressed. He said they're hungry for food and freedom, adding, along with human rights, the wealth of Iran is being looted. Time, he said, for a change. A gunman killed two Coptic Christians in their alcohol shop south of Cairo Monday, an attack that came days after other attacks on a church and another Christian-owned shop that left 10 dead. The gunman got away on a motorcycle. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, although Islamic State claimed Friday's attack on the Coptic church in Helwan. This is VOA News. President Trump Monday criticized Pakistan for providing safe haven to terrorists operating in Afghanistan with little help from Islamabad. He said the U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan billions in aid over 15 years and gotten little in return. RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Rafiq Dosani finds the statement curious, coming in the wake of recent U.S. praise of Islamabad's fight against terror. However,
there's no doubt that Pakistan remains a safe haven in many areas for terrorist activity. I mean, compared to the last 2 years, things have changed dramatically for the better, but still not at the level where it should be.
Pakistan's foreign minister has promised a response to the latest presidential tweet so the world will know the truth and the difference between what he called fact and fiction. In Hong Kong, thousands marched in streets against Beijing's growing assertiveness Monday. Some residents of the former British colony, which reverted to Chinese rule in 1997, say the mainland is undermining the city's so-called one-country, two-systems arrangement. Joshua Wong is a student protest activist.
There are lots of the problems that happened last year. And we expect that in the new year, those of the concerns need to be raised up and to try to change as much as we can.
Several prominent activists have been jailed and several pro-reform lawmakers ejected last year from the city legislature for failing to take proper oaths. A family of five from New York was among the 12 victims of a plane crash in Costa Rica Sunday. The 10 passengers were all from the United States. They perished along with two crew members when the twin-engine Cessna 208B Grand Caravan crashed into a mountain area near the popular tourist beach town of Punta Isleta. Strong winds may have been a factor. Pope Francis Monday used his traditional New Year's address to give voice to millions of migrants and refugees he described as the world's weakest and most needy. He said these people we dedicate World Peace Day, migrants and refugees, men and women, he said, in search of peace. In the search of this peace, he said, which is a right of everyone, many are willing to risk everything. South Korea Tuesday proposed high-level talks with North Korea January 9 after Pyongyang's leader Kim Jong-un said the path for dialogue is open during his New Year's Day remarks. The South Korean unification minister said he hopes both sides can discuss possible North Korean participation in the Winter Olympic Games in February, as well as issues of mutual interest. Japan's Emperor Akihito was cheered by thousands of well-wishers Tuesday at the Imperial Palace. The 84-year-old emperor, who announced his abdication set for next year, wished everyone a happy new year. Crown Prince Naruhito, who will assume the throne, and his wife appeared alongside the emperor, who will be the first Japanese monarch to abdicate in 200 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.